Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you haven't heard, there are new Meet the Mormons films out now to add to that wonderful series, three new stories for you to enjoy and absolutely fall in love with. And one of those stories features Jeff and Emily Wadman. They are Utah horsemen who specialize in training horses in gentle new methods that build trust with the horses. And I was really touched by their story because there are so many different gospel principles that can be related to the work that they do. And Jeff and Emily are here in the studio with us today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks
for having us.
So what makes you excited about getting up every day and working with these animals?
Well, every day is different. Every horse is different. Every horse has its own personality. That is the biggest drive, is that I get to get up and see how, well, for me, I feel like how God works with man. The more I treat horses and teach horses and respond to horses the way I feel that God would respond to man and works with me, that is the most successful part of our training. That's when horses respond the best. So every day I get to get up and go and treat horses the way I hope that, well, that I know God is working with us, and I just do my best to try to respond in the same way.
Right. He gently leads and guides us and tries to, I loved how you said in your video, he tries to bring us into his inner circle. He tries to bring us closer to him because he knows that's where we're going to be the most peaceful and the most successful. What about you, Emily?
I love to watch Jeff do what he loves every day. I often have asked him, don't you ever get tired of this? Mm-hmm. Isn't it the same thing every day? And it's not. I guess it's like teaching a bunch of first graders a new subject. You always will have something different. You always will have different needs and different time frames that you have to spend with the horses and new activities that you can try with them. And I really love being a part of that and being a part of that lifestyle. It's been really different for me, but it's such a good different.
And as I mentioned earlier, you talk a lot about different sort of gospel lessons that you've learned from doing this type of work. At what point did you realize, oh, this is more than just training horses. This is probably a good training for my life and for my family.
That would have been at an institute class about 7 years ago.
Okay.
We had an extremely amazing institute teacher. Her name was Sister Polson. And she invited me up to the front of the class one day, and she said, Jeff, tell me about breaking horses. What happens to a horse when it becomes broken? And I explained, well, they become usable. And she says, today we are asked to come forth with to Heavenly Father with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So when we come forth with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, what does that mean? And I said, well, it must mean that we're usable.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I started realizing that there is way more correlations to training horses than just the fact that they become usable. Mm-hmm. And I actually call my round pen my plan of salvation, where horses, they, as long as they stay on the exterior of the round pen and they're running around afraid of me, all they do is get tired.
Right.
And the sooner they realize that I'm not something to be feared, that I'm something to be loved, that is when they come in and give their hearts to me, so to speak.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
I've never really thought of that before. And I've, as I mentioned to you earlier, I've been around horses most of my life. And I think because they're a creation of Heavenly Father and we're creations of Heavenly Father, there's always going to be this spiritual connection that we can learn from each other. What about you, Emily? Have you learned any good spiritual lessons from this work?
I love how Jeff works with the horses, and it's really a spiritual experience to watch him work with the horses for the first time, if it's considered their first session or whatever you would call it. And I have felt, as he has described in the video, that I can relate to the horse in so many ways, that there are things that Heavenly Father gives me, trials or challenges, whatever you want to call them, that makes me run out on the outside of the arena, and it makes me tired. And in a part of our movie, Jeff gets the horse to go into the water, and he describes how the first step into the water is shows the complete trust that the horse has in its rider. And I think so many times that Heavenly Father is prodding me and telling me to go into the water, and horses have no depth perception and they don't know how deep it is. And oftentimes I feel like some trials are going to push me over the edge, that they're going to put me in the deep end. And so many times Heavenly Father is just nudging me to trust Him and to go with it and to know that He's in charge. And after the trial is over, I realize, okay, next time something like this happens, I need to be like this, you know, and adjust myself that way. And I love that I learned that more through a horse than through words that someone could teach me.
Right. One of the other aspects of your film that I really loved is you both mentioned how central and important your family is to you, and you're getting ready to expand your family a little bit more. And the family is something we talk about in the LDS Church a lot. So these films are designed to be missionary tools, so people from all different faiths and different walks of life are going to see them. How do you think society in general can benefit from hearing your testimony of the family and applying that to their own life?
Well, to back it up briefly, when they first filmed us, they started filming us 4 years ago. And the whole way they were planning to go was the willfully guided, the horses that were willfully guided. They spent hours filming me riding horses without a bridle on to see willfully guided, horses that were willfully guided. And they didn't put us in the first segment of Meet the Mormons because Blair, the director, thought that there was something missing. And it wasn't until we had our little boy that he decided to come back and resurrect our story, because that was what was missing. And now we look back on that time and we realize that that is exactly the way this was supposed to go. It was supposed to show the family. And we realize that the family is the most essential purpose on why we are here. And not only that, but me personally, as I said in the video, that there is nothing as beautiful as what the Lord has created than the family. And in defense of the family, we have said that you can't change a sunrise and you won't change the mountains, no matter how you try to change that. So why would you try to change the most majestic thing that Heavenly Father is designed in the family? We want to share that the family is the safest place to be. That is where we feel the happiest.
A lot of the horse activities that we participate in require more than one person. I mean, when Jeff team ropes, he usually ropes with his brother or some of his close friends. And at team ropings, they are family events. You'll drag your kids there at 7 a.m. You see kids riding their scooters around while you're watching your husband rope or something like that. It is a family event. And when we go ride horses together, we try to get our family to go with us. We have a lot of things that bring us back together to the foundation that means the most to us, and family is that foundation. I mean, we're all that we each other has, you know. And one of the things I loved about Jeff's family when we first got married is that they were so close, and he has more siblings than I had, and I just loved that they said I love you before they get off the phone, or that they spend time with each other on a Friday night playing cards or games or whatever. And I just loved that. And I love that we can implement that in our own lives and that it shows that in the movie, because that is so important to us.
And I think it's a really important message to share at this time, because with all these different tragedies that are going on around the world, and you mentioned different family values and things are changing. And I think the harder life gets, people are starting to realize that there needs to be a home base. There needs to be this place they can go for refuge and people they can rely on for support. And I'm so glad. It's so beautifully depicted in your video. So
thank
you guys so much for being willing to share your lives with us. And I know a lot of people are going to be touched by your story.
Thank you
so much.
So again, to view the Meet the Mormons film series, the original compilation of 6 stories is available online at mormonchannel.org, as well as in various LDS visitor centers around the world. And the new series of 3 stories featuring the Wadmans is right now only available at the Salt Lake Temple Visitor Center in the Legacy Theater, but it will soon be available at other LDS visitor centers around the world. We're going to end our episode today with a quote from Elder Kenneth Johnson, and he said, "We all have a Father in whom we can trust and to whom we can turn." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.